The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. Thank you for listening to Audio Journal.
Welcome in. Take my hand. Say hello to who you know and who you don't and who you can. We'll give promise to your springtime and beginnings to your ends. We'll try not to be cautious. We'll be friends.
Welcome in, everyone, to Visibilities on Friday evening, June 19th. To those of you who are celebrating the national holiday of Juneteenth, enjoy the long weekend and enjoy the many, many opportunities and demonstrations that are taking place throughout the country this weekend. And to my brother Jimmy, happy birthday. And he maintains it. I think he tries to maintain that he had the date first, but he was only born in 1954, and Juneteenth really took place a long time before that. Anyway, I want to welcome you all this evening. We have quite a lineup of people. I think I have it all straight, but I'm a little concerned that I may have some of this inside out. So please bear with me. Our first person that we're going to have speaking tonight, because she is someone who I have gotten to know as a friend and think the world of, and how she gets done all that she does, I don't even want to ponder, because there's no way that I could ever get it done. She is the chair of the Dewey K. McDaniel First Timers Committee this year, which is something that's always been near and dear to my heart, the DKM First Timers, where we have one person from East and one person from West of the Mississippi, who were, the idea was back in 1996 to bring forward two people who would who appear to have some good leadership potential. And we've gotten some great members of our leadership over the last 30 years. Is that 30? Yeah, 30 years from the people who won the DKM throughout the years. And so without any further ado, I am going to introduce anyone who might not know her, though there aren't too many, I don't think, the chair of the ACB Board of Publications and the first vice president of Library Users, wrong one, LVA, Low Vision Alliance, and that's Zelda Gebhard. Hey, Zelda, good evening.
Hi, Terry. Thanks so much for asking us to join you this evening. We are very, very proud of the task that we've been given with the Dewey K. McDaniel Committee. And as you said, we've been at it for 30 years. Some of us haven't been around that long, but they've passed the torch on down to us. So we gladly take that up, and it's just a real fulfilling responsibility. And as you mentioned, each year we identify two individuals, that one east of the Mississippi and one west of the Mississippi, and we try and find someone who is willing and able to take on a greater leadership responsibility, whether it be in their local community, in their state affiliate, in a special interest affiliate, or even on the national level. And so some of them have actually done some of that, but they want to take it to the next level. And there's always more that can be done. So I know we have some with us tonight. Our two first timers this year are Megan Miggs from west of the Mississippi and Tim Hill from east of the Mississippi. So if our host could identify if either of those are here, I think.
I know Tim is, and I think I saw Megan.
Okay.
So I'm here.
Okay, oh, very good. Yes, yay.
Wonderful.
Everybody's here. So let's Terry, go ahead. I'll turn it back over to you, and you can ask them what it is that you'd like to know from them.
Okay. Megan, can you give us a very brief where you're from, how people, what you've been involved with in ACB over the last few years or more, as many years as you go back in it?
Sure.
Just now, you're from west of the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I grew up in Iowa, and then I moved to California in 2005. I'm currently living in Long Beach, California. I've been active in ACB for, I forget how many years, four or so, five maybe. I don't remember exactly when I joined. I'm very involved, especially with ACB Next Generation. I am currently their second vice president, as well as on a lot of their committees, fundraising and common bylaws and budget and finance and convention. And I just took on chairing the awards committee for them, and I chaired nominations for them last fall. And this year I also, this is my first year serving on the ACB National Scholarship Committee. So that's been a really great opportunity. And I'm on a couple committees in GDY as well, and starting to get more involved at the state level too.
Oh, you're in GDUI.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm assuming you have a guide dog?
I do. She's 12. Her name is Doria, and she's from Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Ah, and she's 12, and she's yeah. a lab?
She's a black lab.
Black lab. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That is sweet. Excuse me. It does sound like Zelda, this woman sounds like she's ready to take over a few of the things on your plate. So.
She's a very, very busy person, and she's also a mom. So
yes.
I know she's busy from the time she gets up to when she goes to bed. But she, you know, as she mentioned, she's active in several different affiliates and on the national level already. So just the kind of person we're looking for. So
absolutely.
I'm very excited.
And it's great to hear that you've taken on so much in Next Generation too, because one of the things we do need to look at is not only keeping all of our older, shall I say, longer time members.
Seasoned.
seasoned, yes, that's the new word, seasoned. Our seasoned members. But we do need to look at future succession. And I think there's a lot of that's going to eventually come out of Next Generation. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, they're who brought me in and got me involved right away. So
yeah. Well, very nice. And so you are coming to convention.
Yes.
In St. Louis. And you, what are you looking forward to doing most at convention?
I'm looking forward to everything, really. I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of the leaders, a lot of the people that I've been working with for years but never had the privilege of meeting. I'm looking forward to meeting so many people and networking and getting the most I can out of all the leadership opportunities and Definitely looking forward to going to the exhibit fall. I have a couple bits of tech I want to check out, so I'm just super excited to try to soak up as much as I can and hoping I can do.
We had Michael on last week with the about the exhibit hall, and
yes.
He was saying that he's heavily loaded with tech this year. So you'll get stuck in there and never get out. Trust
yes.
me. I wouldn't want to guess how many times that's happened to me.
I'm sure that will happen to me.
Bring the credit card, because it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, well, that's great. And I want to welcome you, and I want to just, you know, make you understand that all of us, whether we're currently in leadership or have been in the past or are also looking to become more leadership involved, really do want to welcome you, and you know, networking, and that is without a doubt the best way to have that, to accomplish that.
Thank you so much.
And so I thank you for being with us this evening, and please stick around, because we'll probably be see if anyone has any questions or comments for you.
We'll do that.
And with that, I'm going to turn it back to Zelda.
Okay. And our DKM first timer from the East this year is Tim Hill. So let's hear from Tim. I think he's still muted. But
I think he is, yes. I'm just trying to get down the list here.
We're always so excited to see who's applied and who's interested in leadership and the opportunities that being a first timer can open up for you. And
it certainly can. There's Tim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tim, you are still muted.
I've sent him the prompt a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tim, if you're having trouble getting it to work, you might need to go out and come back in again.
Okay. Well, then meanwhile, we could move on. I do see that, as was mentioned, we do have some of our leadership fellows with us tonight also. And we have three this year instead of five. But they're a mighty bunch. Jimmy Smith is with us. Jimmy, if you could.
Yeah.
We'll see who's the fastest on the draw, who can unmute.
Good evening. This is Jimmy Smith from Talladega, Alabama.
Ah, Talladega. That's where David's from, isn't it, too?
It is.
Yeah, I thought it was Talladega.
David Trott?
Yeah.
We don't talk about him much here.
We try not to either.
Him and his wife are very beautiful people. I spend a lot of time with them.
Mm-hmm. Rhonda is just one of the most dynamic people. She's just one of the sweetest people I know.
Pretty good cook, too.
I've heard that about her. I've heard that about her. So you are from Talladega, and you are a leadership
fellow.
Thank you. That's mm-hmm. a word I wasn't mm-hmm. getting.
Yeah.
Leadership fellow. And tell me what you've been doing in various affiliates, whatever affiliates you've been. What affiliates have you been involved in?
I started with the Talladega local chapter in 2012.
Uh-huh.
I was just a member, and right around, I think it was 2018, I was voted vice president of the local chapter and stayed in that role until Mr. Rod Skeen left, and then I became president of the local chapter and was president for 2 years. and was asked in 24 if I would step into the role as state president as well. Because I like a challenge, I did it, and I really did not know what all I was getting into when I did that. But amazing group of people, and I went to the convention last year in Dallas, as that was the first time I had gone, and learned a lot there about leadership, and hoping to learn much more this year. I teach first through 12 at the Alabama School for the Blind Assistive Technology.
Oh, very cool. And what kind of aspirations do you have for your increase in leadership in ACB?
I would, you know, there are a few problems we have. Of course, every affiliate does. I would like to hear other people's approaches as to how they deal with things, such as, you know, failing tax numbers and getting people to stay motivated. I'm hoping to learn a little more about that this year. Right now, my desires are not to become national president, of course, but I would love to.
You got to let David do that first.
Well, I may not be around after he's done. Who knows? But he'll do a great job. I'm thinking that I'm kind of interested in maybe getting in the media side after my state presidency is up here in Alabama. Maybe trying to get more on the media side, but I don't know. I mean, it could change.
That's true. That's true. For that, Brad, you should be pushing him toward Rick, probably.
I've had many, many conversations with him. Many.
With Rick? Okay.
Yes, but I was coming right off from Arkansas. I was in Arkansas before I went to Dallas, and I was so tired when I got to Dallas. I really did not do a lot. So I plan on doing much more networking and meeting a lot more people this year.
That's great. That's very good. And you said you do K through 12? You teach?
First through 12. Yes, ma'am.
First through 12. Yeah, it's those young ones. The younger they are, the more. I think they're the trickier ones to teach because they know more, as much as we do, and sometimes more.
But I have actually been taught by some of my children. Yes,
I'll bet you have.
Oh. And for anybody who's curious, I'm 56.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Well, Terry and I won't hold that against you, will we, Terry?
No, we'll be nice. I was just letting that one go.
It's not our first rodeo either, but there's always something new to learn and new opportunities to make, to make good on. And we're really glad to see that Jimmy applied and was chosen and is eager. And you know, it's that willingness that catapults us to the next level. So
it does indeed.
Yeah. I see where Tim.
Tim has managed to get back in.
Yeah, I'm back. I mean, I couldn't get unmuted.
That happens. It's happened to us all.
Yeah. Yeah, my name's Tim Hill, and I live in Cross Lanes, West Virginia. I'm a widower. My wife passed away 5 years ago, and that's actually how I got involved really with ACB, because I was looking for a support group for blind widows and widowers, and that's how I started going to the meetings and of course, joined ACB, and I got more involved, and I'm on the board of directors for the Mountain State Council of the Blind, which is the West Virginia affiliate. Mm-hmm. And of course, being from West Virginia, that means I'm one of Donna Brown's minions. So, and I'm a former Randolph Shepherd vendor.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was a Randolph Shepherd vendor for about 10 years. And, that was, of course, the most successful business that I had ever gotten into, and it really taught me a lot. And of course, this year I've been in the Inspire program, which
I saw that got those were all announced.
Yeah.
Today? And of course, today or yesterday, yeah, I forget today. Which.
And of course, my mentor was the great Donna Pomerantz.
So,
yeah, she really helped me a lot. And then I also have a BITS mentor. It's Carolyn Taves from Canada. And
I've heard of Carolyn.
Yeah. She's a real, I tell you, she's a real smart lady. But I was a mouse user for like 24 years. And then all of a sudden I kind of lost all my eyesight. And now I'm trying to be a keyboard shortcut user with JAWS. I'd like to say that, to ACB, if there's any committees that they would think that I would be appropriate to be on, I'd like to volunteer.
Well, I wish you well with that. I think that's marvelous, because I think we always need people's skill set, with an organization like ACB, we have so many members who have so many different skill sets. And I'm sure yours would come in very handy.
Yeah, I'm big on advocating. Here in West Virginia, they have what they call a visions program for blind seniors, but it has no funding.
I'm in Maryland, and we don't have much funding for ours, so I know what you mean.
You call them up, and they say, maybe you should talk to this organization or that organization, or, you know, and that's about all what the Visions program does in West Virginia. It gets enough money to pay the salary for two people.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it, and I would like to see change. I've called my governor and my legislature and my state senator, and I'm very good at most times you don't get to talk to them, you just leave messages and fuss.
Yeah, that's true. But you could, just as a thought, you could get a legislative committee going within Mountain State Council. Yeah. That would be putting things out directly from the organization, in addition to yourself.
Yeah, we last year got a bill sponsored for the protection of guide dogs. There was a lady here in West Virginia who was walking her guide dog, and it got attacked by a Rottweiler, and she had no way to defend herself, you know, herself,
her dog.
And she could not even get vet bills paid. I mean, you know, there was no way for restitution. And we had a bill. It got sponsored, but it died in committee. So we're going to be trying this next year to get that done. And also maybe we can start trying to get the seniors, the disabilities program.
Right. And maybe you can, I don't want to speak for them, but you might be, able to do some collaboration with, for instance, guide dog users in GDUI. They have been very known to have, especially in the past, some excellent advocates that might be willing to give you a hand with that as well, because that's what we all need to do, is to help one another. And so that, you know, you don't know, that just might pan out into something. I hope it does for you. And the same with the seniors. With the Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss, there's so much that's going on with them. That's another, you know, another place that you could consider partnering with on something, as far as the senior funding is concerned. But, well, it's great to hear, to actually hear from you, because I've seen your name around, but I hadn't really had the opportunity to meet with you yet. So I'm very pleased to have you here with us this evening.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to meet you. And, of course, I've talked to Zelda several times on the phone. I'm looking forward to meeting her in St. Louis.
Yeah, she will. Zelda, you are going to St. Louis, right? I'm quite certain she is. And
yes, I am. I'm sorry, I was muted. But and several of the DKM committee will be there, because we are celebrating our 30th of the First Timers program, and we're celebrating 10 years of the Leadership Fellows program. So we've got milestones to celebrate, and we
do indeed. Yeah. Let me let's take a break and give you time to breathe. And I saw that Amanda is on. And so Amanda Selm is the chair of the scholarship committee. And we have a few of the scholarship winners on with us this evening. And so I am going to kind of turn it over to Amanda for right now to introduce the two scholarship winners that we have on tonight's program. So, Amanda, you are unmuted. Okay, go for it, woman.
Yes, I'm unmuted. Thank you, Terry, for your flexibility. I really appreciate it. I was having some internet issues. Last week it was transportation, this week it's technology. all right, well, good evening, everyone. My name is Amanda Selm. As Terry said, I want to say congratulations to the DKM First Timers and the Leadership Fellows. Again, I was actually a Leadership Fellow in the class of 2019. And I will tell you, the program is amazing, and it will open up many doors for you, as in being a chair of a national committee, but being one of it, and affiliate president being another. All right, so this evening I have two scholarship winners on for y'all to meet. We're going to go to New York. First, we're going to go to New York City. And we're going to meet Lauren Mack. And Lauren Mack is the recipient of the John Hebner Scholarship. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this scholarship in particular. This scholarship is awarded to an individual that is attending school and working at the same time. So that's a difficult thing to do for a lot of students these days, because you want to talk about work-life balance and all that. It's pretty challenging. But I'll have Lauren go ahead and get ready to introduce herself. I'm going to have her introduce herself again, tell y'all where she's from, where she is going to school, what she is studying, and what she is the most excited about with this upcoming ACB conference and convention. So, Lauren, go ahead.
Thanks, Amanda, and thank you for having me on the show this evening. So excited to be here, and congratulations to all the other folks who are coming to the convention as fellows and leaders. I'm from, as Amanda mentioned, I live in New York City in Manhattan. I'm originally from Miami, Florida, and I'm going to be going to NYU's Silver School of Social Work beginning this fall. I'm going to be studying social work, working on earning a master's of social work degree. I am a career changer. So currently I am a journalist. I write primarily about travel and food, and I've been doing that for about 26 years. And so, like Amanda said, I will continue to work as much as I can while I'm pursuing my degree. And what I'm most excited about to go to the convention is not only to meet all of you, but I'm really curious about the exhibit hall. I've heard wonderful things, so I'm excited to try out all the technology. And I'm also really excited to go to some of the sessions about learning how to use things like Google Drive and Google Notebook and some of the other technology that I think will help me in school.
Uh-huh. And I'm just going to throw a little something in from ancient history around here. Your last name is Mack. You know, we had an ACB president named Grant Mack.
Oh, really?
Oh, many years ago. Oh, goodness. Yeah, he was one of the early presidents. I forget what year it was, what years it were they were, but in that late 60s, 70s, somewhere in that area. And so you are, so you're going for your master's in social work.
Yes.
And so you're continuing to work full time, or essentially, which is, this is, and Amanda, get me, tell me if I'm wrong. I unfortunately had something came up here. I had to mute for a minute. Lauren's getting the Hebner Scholarship, is
yes.
it?
Yes, ma'am. The John Hebner.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's, I've always liked the Hebner because it's, you know, you don't have to be going to school full time. A lot of people who have been working like you are, and wanted to take courses to increase their, job knowledge, you know, or to head for a new career, a career change as you are, that's exactly what the Hebner was set up for. And so it's, you know, it's nice to see when someone is able to do it, as it was originally intended, which is exactly what you're doing. And are you originally from New York? You don't sound like a New Yorker.
No, I'm not from New York. I'm from Miami, Florida, originally.
Ah, there we go. I'm from Boston, and you don't sound like you're close to us.
No, even though I've lived here 14 years, I still don't. I still don't sound like a New Yorker.
Oh, goodness. Well, I welcome you and I want to congratulate you on this, on getting the scholarship this year. I think you've got some great potential and it sounds like you'll be, I love the idea that you've been writing in food and travel. Mm-hmm. Penny, if you're on here, this is somebody we both need to get to know better.
Oh, for sure. If you ever need, recommendations for wherever your travels take you in the world, I have you. I will help you with all your restaurants. And I'm excited to try the Pappy Smokehouse in
food.
St. Louis, you know?
We're big, my friend Penny and Zelda and I, we're big on food.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I can't wait to meet you then because I love – people who love food are always the best people to meet, right? But I'm so grateful for ACB and for the support because it really – means a lot and it's helping me be able to go, you know, to school. And so I'm really appreciative for everyone's support.
Oh, that's great. And I want to congratulate you, wish you well. I would love to be able to meet you, but as it stands right now, it looks like I'm not going to be able to get to convention, but
okay.
I will be online with it. Trust me. I will be, excuse me, participating virtually. You'll still hear too much of me anyhow.
Well, Amanda can share my email with you and then we can
right. As a matter of fact, I think she did. I think she did. All right. Well, thank you very much, Lauren. Amanda.
All right. Next, we're going to meet the recipient of the James R. Olson Scholarship, and this is designated for a student who is studying business or computer science. So I will have Matthew Potter go ahead and prepare to unmute and turn video on. So Matthew, why don't you go ahead, tell us, you know, who you are, where you're from, where you're going to school in the fall, and what you're planning to study, and what you are most excited about with the upcoming ACB conference and convention.
Hello. As Amanda said, my name is Matthew Potter. I'm from Southampton, New Jersey. I have full blindness. I'm going to Stockton University for a general business, my bachelor's degree. and I am most excited for meeting people at the convention and networking and hoping to get to learn more about ACB.
And hi, Matthew. This is Terry, and you are, so you're an entering freshman.
Yes, I'm going to be a freshman.
Uh-huh. And, excuse me, what is it that you are hoping to major in?
General business is what I'm majoring in.
General business. So you haven't really decided on a focus, focusing any further than that, which is probably really a smart idea at that point in time. As an entering freshman, I think when I was in school, you know, I was going to major in sociology. Well, no, maybe it'll be psychology. Well, it ended up English. So, you know, don't even, you know, by the time you, you know, you've got the time and that, and the, and that in order to so, come up with your, you know, and to learn what your future goals are, what your future goals will turn into being, what, you know, what things you are the most interested in, you know, and sometimes it really is, what do I really like doing as opposed to what do people say I should do because there's a good market for it right now? You know, is there going to be that same market in 5 years? That kind of thing. You know, or we can get into a situation of being in a position that we are not, that we don't really like, but we and end up doing a, you know, maybe a career change or something later in life. And so this is a good opportunity for you to really think through what you're doing. And I commend you for that. I think it's a good, you know, it's just a perfect place to be as an entering freshman. And now what do you, have you been involved with the ACB in your area or with any of the special interest affiliates or?
I have not been involved too much. I've done some of the phone calls for the scholarship and I've gotten some other stuff about the next generation, but nothing too much that I have done yet. This is kind of, you know, first I've really heard of it when I was this year when I was doing the scholarship.
Ah, well, I'm sure that with the scholarship committee, they will well introduce you to many and of the, what do we have, around 60 affiliates now, something like that, especially the special interest. You know, there's, of course, it's the local, you're in, I'm sorry, was it New Jersey?
New Jersey. Yeah, Sebastian's on here as well.
Oh, Sebastian's on. Very cool. And so you've got the ACB of New Jersey, and then you've also got all of the special interest affiliates. And some of those can be extremely helpful, like Next Generation. Like, you know, we were talking earlier about the guide dog users, or there's just, you know, BITS, the blind internet. No, what's BITS stand for nowadays? Technology specialists, not specialists.
Solutions.
Yes, thank you. They changed their name this year, and we had two affiliates to change their name this year, and I'm still trying to get my mouth around them. But I do want to wish you well, very much, with all of the great, wonderful potential future you have ahead of you, Matthew.
Thank you.
Okay, Amanda, you have another scholarship winner with us?
I have no other winners on here, Terry, but I can give you a little preview for next week if you would like.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. So next week we'll have two more winners on, and one of them will be returning from an educational type trip from Japan. And then the other one is in San Juan, Puerto Rico right now.
Very good. Well, that will be pretty exciting. Thank you, Amanda. I'm just looking at the clock, and I can't believe we've gone through so much time already.
Thank you, Terry. We really appreciate you having us on.
I'm so glad that you came forward and asked me to do this, because, you know, I think it's great to Tuesday Topics and Visibilities have had the opportunity to give people the chance to get to meet many of our scholarship.
Yes,
and DKMs and leadership, yes, and all of that kind of thing. The Inspire is going to be on. I'm going to have, Paul's going to have, as it turns out, the Inspire group next Tuesday, and then I don't like to do the same thing on the same week, just because I don't want to have us in a case of redundancy. So we will have the Inspire group on July 10th. Meanwhile, let me get back to Ms. Gebhard and, the leadership
fellows.
People,
yes.
The leadership fellows.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Best fellows always seem so sexist to me somehow.
Well, we women can be fellows too. So, all right. It's just people who are interested in leadership, and there's so many opportunities to serve as leaders. And we have two more leadership fellows. Unfortunately, I don't think that Shana Ray, she's from California, has been able to join us this evening, but we do have with us Marja Byers. And she comes to us from Oregon. So if Marja can get unmuted.
Yes, I'm unmuted. And I'll forgive you for pronouncing Oregon incorrectly.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. All right. Well, she'll school me if I'm wrong. And thank you for that. We learn something new every day,
That's
Marja.
Right. That's
okay.
What we hope for.
That's what we hope for. Yes, absolutely. So, Terry?
All right. And I kind of feel that Marja is, she's kind of a veteran of Visibilities, because I had Marja on a couple of years ago, I guess it is now. It's been a while.
So. Yeah.
With the Hull Foundation.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Okay. So, Marja, you have gotten much more involved in ACB in the last few years, it seems. Why don't you just tell people a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am single, except for my lunatic cat, Lucy, who lives with me. I live in Salem, Oregon. I was born about 5 blocks away from where I currently live, and I grew up about a mile away from where I currently live, which sounds kind of small, but I've been busy. I am very fortunate in being the West Coast DKM first-timer in 2016. So I won on the 20th year, which was really cool. The other really cool part is it was also the first year that they had the leadership fellows. So here I am 10 years later as a leadership fellow, looking back on what's happened in the last 10 years. And it's kind of amazing to me how far I've come, how different my viewpoint is now than it was 10 years ago. COVID changed a lot because with COVID, we also developed quite a robust Zoom program. At that time, I was working for the Hull Foundation, and they were starting a program in June of 2020. I joined in July of that year. And a couple of months later, Teresa Christian, who has been part of ACB Community Zoom programs for a long time. She'd been involved a couple of years before COVID even hit. She got the Hull Zoom program hooked in with ACB community calls. Well, Hull Foundation ended their Zoom program and reduced their sight loss instructors down to 1. So a lot of us became free range. And 4 of us decided to join together. We have started our own LLC. We are now called VIP Coaching in the Dark and are continuing doing ACB community calls. What I love is I now have this huge community all over the country. Being able to go to convention is going to give me an opportunity to actually meet people I never thought I would be able to meet, which I think is, I'm very excited about it. Networking to me is the most exciting part of being able to go to convention. In Oregon, what I've been involved in, I joined ACB in 2011. The first couple of years, I sat in meetings very quiet, just trying to figure out the language and the acronyms that were being used. And when the state of Oregon got aggressive about tearing down the last of our Oregon School for the Blind, it upset me. And that's when I learned that apparently if you get me mad about something, I become an advocate. And that's kind of what I've been doing ever since. I became the executive director of Blind Skills, which is a nonprofit based in Salem. The Blind Skills published Dialogue magazine from 1990 up until 2019 when we had to stop publication. Unfortunately, I was the director when that had to happen. Carol McCurl, who was our director, passed away. Our editor retired, and I had to close the office all in a span of about 2 months. It was trial by fire. So Blind Skills has kind of floundered. I left for a couple of years, and I kind of came back in to try and keep it going. Blind Skills is largely, at this point, a social organization. In October of 2024, Oregon voted it in as a special interest affiliate. I'm currently the president, and my goal is to create what I call meetup opportunities in cities all over Oregon. We started meetups 7 years ago in August. We've been doing it every week, except for 5 months during COVID when everything shut down. But as soon as the coffee shop that we've been going to opened up, we were back out on the sidewalk having coffee every week and continue to do that. Because what I have seen so many times in ACB chapter meetings is people coming in that are newer to sight loss. You see them for a meeting or two, and then you don't see them. What they're looking for is a social connection. And our local chapter was not providing that. So I tease our state president that Blind Skills is actually the gateway drug to ACB of Oregon. Because they start coming to Blind Skills and having coffee and having great conversations and learning about resources. And then they start getting interested in legislative advocacy and just advocacy in general. And then they want to know, how do I get involved? Here you go. And so far, it's not everybody's going to want to get into being active in our chapter. I think it's far more important that we create community, that we learn to network. We had a lady who was new at our table one morning, and she nudged me after a while, and she said, hey, I think that guy down there can see. And I said, yeah, we let just anybody in. We don't discriminate. So we're sighted people, we're blind people, we have people with other disabilities as well. We are a
community. And you know what, I have to jump in here, because the one thing that I think you could absolutely explode that organization, your organization with, is if you could ever put a compendium together of Abba Peta.
I'm not kidding you, Terry. We have had that discussion to get to do exactly that and to promote it. Because Abba Peta, I know a lot of you never had the experience of reading Dialogue magazine. It was written by blind people for blind people. What I loved about it, we had the entire catalog in the office. It started publishing in 1962. I could pull a Dialogue magazine off the shelf from, say, 1970, and there were things in there just as pertinent then as they are now, because there are things about sight loss that don't change. Technology, on the other hand, that's pretty trippy.
Oh, yeah, that's
my
a different issue.
My favorite part was ABBA PETA. It stands for Ain't Blindness a Pain in the Anatomy. And it's stories about funny things that happen to us just because we're blind. My quick abipita, when I first got my guide dog, first morning that I took him out to catch our bus to go down to work, when I walked up to the bus stop, the bus was pulling up. I didn't have time to organize my, it seems like mom brain at that point with a new dog. I didn't know what to do. The bus doors opened up. I'm trying to think about the order of getting my dog on, giving him commands, kibbling him, paying my fare. And I went to hand the driver my fare, and I realized I was giving him kibble. I kibbled my driver, and I looked down. I was so embarrassed. And I said, "You probably want my fare." And I gave him the kibble and handed him my fare. But that's an abipita, and absolutely, they were hysterically fun. I just loved them.
They were. They absolutely were.
But I'm currently president of the Special Interest Affiliate. I am also a member of the MetroPDX chapter. I am a district rep on the state board. I am on our state's legislative committee. I've had the opportunity to go 3 years in a row to Washington, D.C. for the legislative day, which is absolutely one of the most remarkable things I've ever been able to do in my life. I am currently on the LVA Shagart Scholarship Committee, which I love doing. And I was on the DKM committee for 3 or 4 years, which honestly, those people, they do a tremendous
they
amount.
Do. I was,
phenomenal
they do.
Work.
They do. They it do. Is, I, yeah. I was on
it's
it for a
fun
number
job.
Of years.
Yeah, it's, so. It is cool because you get to see these people with emerging leadership skills, and that's really exciting. And honestly, my goal at this point, because I'm now 68, what I'm really hoping to get from convention is one of the things, but one of the really big things that I want to get is how do I help mentor some of the younger people that are coming into leadership that are having a hard time? How do I support them? Because they are the future of our state organization. I need to know how to help them grow. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's great. I know we've got only 8 minutes left.
Right.
I can't believe how fast this hour has gone. I was the other night. I was talking to Zelda. I was like, "Okay, so you want to talk about your garden if we run short on things?" Oh goodness, Zelda, can you introduce and give us like 2 minutes each of the other leadership fellows that are with us this evening?
Actually, we've met them all. We have the two first-timers, and we had two of the three leadership fellows were with us tonight. The one, Shayna Ray.
I'm here.
Oh, Shayna. Let's hear from Shayna. Very good. So glad you could make
Hi,
it.
Hi, Shayna.
Hello. I was initially on the phone, and when I heard my name called, I raised my hand, but I don't know how you
I saw that you were a 501 or 510
510,
or something.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
you
I
go.
Saw that.
Oh,
and then
so
I realized that that wasn't going to work, so I signed in with Zoom. So.
Oh, good for you.
But I'm really excited to go to the convention for the first time. I'm the president of the San Francisco chapter. I've been secretary of the San Francisco chapter. I'm on five different California Council of the Blind committees. I'm on the membership committee. I'm on the housing committee. Let's see, membership, housing, on five different committees. I'm doing so many things. I'm on the governmental affairs committee, the resolutions committee, and I think there's one more. But I'm really into advocacy. I've gone to Sacramento several times in the last year to lobby for various different bills, web access bills, paratransit bills. And I just really love advocacy. I think it's really important that we speak for ourselves and show up in the halls of power to let them see that blind people exist, and so we're not just statistics. And So I really, and what I'm really excited about going to the convention for is meeting people from other states, because I've met a lot of ACB members from California, but not a lot outside of the state. So I'm really looking forward to meeting people from outside California. And I'm also looking forward to, I love technology. I'm looking forward to the exhibit hall and just getting a greater sense of ACB's connection to CCB.
All right. Well, thank you. I hate to cut you short, but we've talked a lot more than we ever expected to. Pam Coffey, can you ask your question in like 1 minute?
Yes, I can. It's not a question. It's a comment. For Matthew, the young man who's just starting out as a college freshman, another affiliate to check out, and no one mentioned it unless I missed it, is ACB Students.
That's true. I didn't even think of students. That you're absolutely, absolutely right.
And that's right where he is. So
yeah, it is. That's an excellent thought. All right. Well, thank you, Pam. I hate to cut you short.
And congratulations to all of them, all of our fellows and scholars.
All right. Thank you, Pam. Okay. I think we can breathe now for a second. I have a whole lot of thank yous to do tonight and an announcement. And I want to thank Katie Lear for hosting for us this evening. I want to thank Brad for streaming us tonight on Media One. Larry will be back next week, so Rick won't have to put our podcast out this week, next week. Get kind of back to things to normal, if you will. Zelda, I can never thank her enough. She's just done such an incredible job with the DKM committee and the leadership fellows group. And
I don't do it alone. I have a great committee behind me. So
I know. And if we have time, if I have time, you can add them. You can add.
No, 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 that's okay. Just wanted to mention that.
And Amanda with the scholarship committee, that's a huge group. That's a big group, and it's a huge amount of work. But most of all, I want to thank all of our scholarship winners, the DKM winners, the leadership fellows. All of you are what this organization has been about since back when I first joined this organization when I was 20 years old. And, you know, we've always worked toward the future succession of leadership, and that's where I see all of you, so many of you going this evening, is into the future of ACB. And I wish you all well. If there's ever anything I can do for any of you, please don't hesitate to get in touch with me. And on top of that, I want to thank everyone who's worked on all of those committees. And then I just want to let you know that next week we are going to have, everyone knows that voting seems to change every year in this organization. I am going to have Pat Sheehan on from the Voting Task Force. And he's bringing Connie Sims with him, who does the outreach for the Voting Task Force. I didn't know they had an outreach subcommittee until yesterday. So it'll be Pat and Connie. But most of all, it's also going to be, as my understanding right now, is Deb Cook Lewis, our ACB president, will be on to explain to everyone how the schedule is going to work, how voting is going to work as far as resolutions are concerned, constitution changes, election of board of directors, election of the board of publications, all of those things will be on here next Friday evening. Until then, I want to wish you all a wonderful Juneteenth weekend and a great week ahead. Thank you so much for being with us, all of you, tonight, and congratulations again to all of you winners of all of these programs. Thank you, and good night, everyone.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.